This is season 2, episode 1 of What's Been Better. And just like that, we're back. This week, we're setting our intentions for 2023. We're setting realistic goals, asking for exactly what we want, and praying intentional prayers. If you've been here before, you know we cuss. And if you haven't, and you're new, please get used to it.
Yes, please do. Hi, Sylvia.
Hi, Lori.
What's been better, my dear?
Oh, man.
But even before I ask that, I'm sorry, I'm going right to the punch, right?
Okay.
Welcome to 2023.
Yes. What's your whole bit about not saying Happy New Year, though?
Well, I will tell you after I find out what's been better and you find out what's been better for me.
Okay. What's been better? Okay. Hear me out. It's going to sound bad, but it's not. So we know the winter storm came and we know that everything I had froze and it was devastating and I was sad and all that, right? But I have resolved that all of that is just a learning experience and that I'm just going to start over.
Look at you.
Which is like a lot of growth.
Yes.
No pun intended. Because before I would have just tapped out. Like it was a lot of devastation. Like
I bet.
And then I had a flood today. Well, technically overnight from all the rain and like my greenhouse flooded and it just looks real bad out back.
Right.
But I'm okay.
Wow.
Which is huge.
Right. I'm curious to know how you're doing that.
It's a choice. It's really going to be a choice for me this whole year to just realize that I'm okay.
Right.
And that if I'm not okay, I can get okay.
Right. That is lovely. Oh, my goodness. Look at that. I am elated to even hear you say that.
Okay.
And that's a real good what's better, you know? Like, that's awesome.
Okay.
Yeah.
So tell me what's been better, and then tell me this whole thing about Happy New Year.
Okay. So what's been better for me is I've gotten a lot of rest because I really, really needed it. I've been running with my, like a chicken with her head cut off. And I've had a lot of family around me. It's been really, really good. I got a chance to see my grandbaby.
Yay.
Yes. Because she was Taylor, my daughter who has my grandson. She was supposed to come over for Christmas Eve, but she couldn't come because she's in the process of moving and she was trying to save her money up and all of this and that. So we just went over to visit with her and it was beautiful. It was a blessing. And one of the biggest things I got out of this Christmas season, because I absolutely love Christmas. I love all the lights. I love the family time and just getting together. I think it's awesome. One of the things that I really got from this season is togetherness. And that is not about money and buying things. You know, I was even sad that I couldn't purchase some of the things that I purchased before because we're on a tighter budget than before. And I'm not tripping about it. So that's better for me because I had to really go through, because we've had some real financial challenges in the past few months and I've had to come to terms with it. And so like you, Sylvia, I had to choose to believe that it's going to get better, you know, because when you're in a crunch, sometimes all you can see is the crunch and not recognize that this is a wave. It's an ebb and a flow and it comes and it goes and things get better. And you just have to weather the storm when things don't go the way you intend, you know, anticipated it. So,
That's
been better. Yeah. So, so getting to the Happy New Year kind of thing.
Yes.
It's not a new year. Well, because it's not a new year because it's in the middle of the winter. So I hate to burst bubbles all over the place.
Okay.
But the new year comes in when spring comes because after the winter and when spring comes in, that brings in a whole new year.
Okay. So like a different calendar.
Well,
I get it.
Not even right. It's a natural nature's calendar. So from a capitalistic perspective, it's a brand new year because it's January. But even in the, you know, when you think about this, it breaks a whole zodiac in half. How is that a new year?
It does.
You see
it's
what I'm
very
saying?
Weird.
Right.
I'm an Aquarius by like seconds. So I understand like all of that whole like, wait a minute, these people are Capricorns and these people are, yeah, I understand.
And guess what? Spring starts March 21st. That's the beginning of Aries.
Oh, okay.
Yours truly. And it ends in Pisces, right? And I maybe a lot of people are not into Zodiac, and that's cool. It's not even so much about that. But when winter is a dormant season, things die, there's no life. This is not the time to be talking about this New Year resolution kind of thing. It's really bearing down the hatches, hibernate, heal, you know, just, we've been wounded in 2022.
Yeah.
You know, it's time to really relax, spend time with family, take it in, and you can prepare for the spring, you know, like maybe set some things up that you want to start to do, but it's not a brand new year.
That is an interesting take. I say the whole thing about it being on like a different calendar because we just learned about, I don't remember which religion it is, but that Christmas isn't until January 7th.
Interesting.
Like the birth of Christ and all that is not until January 7th. And that, like, it's a whole nother thing. And then, of course, you have, like, Chinese New Year, which is, like, on into January. Mm. You have all these different people who are like, not today, but this day. So I'm not the biggest fan of Christmas because of capitalism, and I have a parent who was like, there's no Santa Claus, your parents are Santa Claus, pick what you want out of this book, you know. We'll have to do like a whole deep dive on Christmas, like
that would be great. Yeah,
but yeah,
and
so
I'm down for all of it. Yeah, and even as I say, this is not a new year, this is still my perspective. It doesn't have to be anybody else's. If January 1st is your jam on, you know. I just understand from a natural perspective when like in January it's still cold, when in January nothing new has grown, like I already know that the year doesn't start for me until spring, like the buds start to, you know, things start to come alive again.
See, now this is where I'm like, things are growing. Things try to grow in the winter because I have a winter garden. So that's the only reason why I'm like, yeah. But I get what you're saying. Like everything else, no, there's no, it's very difficult to grow flowers. It's very difficult to grow like really specific things that you want to eat. You know, you have to get them from somewhere where it's still warm or somewhere where it's still sunny.
Absolutely.
Because it's not going to happen everywhere, you know?
No. So, and if you didn't have your greenhouse, what would be the case?
Right. I would have lost a lot more than I lost.
Exactly.
And it would have been a lot more devastating. Like the greenhouse for the win. Honestly. Actually, the heater in the greenhouse for the win. Because that thing is what is keeping everything jamming. Like the pineapple's all right.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Peppers are okay, you know, like all of that. But
yeah. Okay. Cool. So so that's my whole take on the new year and all of that.
Okay.
But I will say still welcome to 2023 because the way things are set up is still the beginning of something.
Technically another, it's another January, right. 1st. But that makes sense. Okay.
So what are we talking about today, Sylvia?
So season two, we decided to change things up a little bit. Mm-hmm. So kind of want to talk about, because we're beginning at the beginning of this calendar year, or these 30 days of this new month, what are we going to do for the rest of the year? How do we want it to go? What do we want it to look like? What do we want the show to look like? What do we want the listeners to take away from it? Just kind of those things. Like, what are our objectives for this year?
Right.
And I think the main thing I'm going to lead with is like, listening to Chris, our great friend here, this morning on today's message of saying, you know, being intentional in your purpose for the whole entire 365, like really honestly saying, okay, this is what I'm going to do. And I'm going to be intentional about being consistent the whole time and watching yourself grow and watching yourself benefit from that intention to me, I think is like, that's the most important thing for me this year is like, okay, what are the intentions and how am I going to stick to them?
Right. Right. That's huge. And so I would say I'm going to add to that.
Okay.
Definitely set an intention because it sets the tone for your life.
Mm-hmm.
And you put things in motion so that they can go the way you want them to go.
Right.
But I will also add my principles, right?
Mm.
Like, since you said set intentions, which I think is awesome, I'm going to set an intention to honor my principles.
That makes sense.
And the principles that guide and govern my life to help me be my best self. So, yeah.
Yeah. I think for me with the intentions and the objectives, I think my biggest thing is not wavering from it.
Right.
Because it's really easy to just like, shit went bad.
Right.
I got to go back in the house. So for me, yes, holding on to your principles or holding on to my house rules of like, number one, we're not going back in the house.
Right.
That's what's got to happen. Mm-hmm. So I think, yeah, I second that also of like, set out these intentions, but stick to them.
Exactly. Exactly. So. And if you don't stick to them,
mm-hmm.
you don't have to beat yourself up, right? Because things do happen. And so you just get back up.
Yep.
You know, and I've been having a lot of conversations with my daughter over this Christmas break. And a lot of times when things don't go the way she anticipates them, she comes apart.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no.
I totally understand and connect with that. Yeah.
Right. Pull it back together, because if you come apart, then it's hard to kind of get back up and try again or to set another intention, because you might be afraid that it's not going to go the way you anticipate it. Right.
Right.
And so it's like, no, don't beat yourself up when whatever you intended didn't go the way you wanted it to go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just keep going.
It so definitely just like this year is going to be a year of like pushing through, pushing forward, but also giving myself as much grace as possible in the situations where it's like, I kind of messed that up. I got to own it, but I have to also go, okay, how do I pivot? How do I fix? How do I, what do I do? But also, I think this year, I'm going to be willing a lot more to fail. Because I feel like now I'm at a point where I understand how important that is for learning and how important that is for growth. That I didn't, it's like, you know something, you know a principle, you know a thing, but you're not trying to like apply it. You're like, okay, that's cool, but I don't want to do that.
Right.
But I'm at that point now where I'm like, okay, I'm about to be 41 in days now.
Wow.
I better figure out how to fail and fail where it's just a learning experience.
Okay.
Because I'm not trying to put myself in harm's way or harm myself intentionally. I'm not doing that anymore. No.
Okay. Okay.
So, okay. Yeah.
Well, what about fail, right? Is it is it a fail, or like, is that the title that you want to give when things don't go as planned? Or
So are you saying like, what's the replacement or the rebranding of the word fail then?
A learning experience.
Okay.
You know, like when people say, oh, take that L like a loss, like a fail, like, because
take that L like a learning then.
Right.
You know?
So I replaced the L to be learning, because when you, and I'm going to use the word fail, you look at it as, so this is what I'll say that I've looked at failure, like when I was in school. If I made an F on a test, I ain't counting that as no learning lesson. I count that as I probably didn't study good enough, or, you know, like, I'm a loser. I'm not good at like, I internalize it as bad girl bad girl.
That's, you know, definitely how I was. I 100% hear you on that.
Right. So anybody saying they fail, okay, you can have that. I'm not going to try to change your perspective on it. But for me, I don't fail at shit. I don't fail at anything. I learn from it. If it didn't go the way I planned, okay, it didn't happen the way I anticipated it. And sometimes that's going to happen. It's not an intention. See, and that's again why when we talk about intention, if your intention is to win and you don't win, that doesn't mean you failed. You didn't win, but you can also learn from what happened. How can I win? How can I win next time? And sometimes I get it that, you know, it's only one time. Sometimes you only get one chance.
Right.
But who's to say that was the, that was for us, you know,
yes,
because we put so much on doing a thing. Yes, we set out for it to happen, but it might not.
Right. And in that is where I got to stir myself. You know, I got to put myself in that space of it's okay.
Right.
It's totally okay.
Right. Yeah. Because if you're still alive, there's still opportunity to do something, to learn from it, to gain a better understanding. Something is happening in this space, and not that you turn it inward and beat yourself up.
Right.
Because if I say I failed, is it because I didn't try? You get what I'm saying? So I'm just saying I'm changing that perspective. And even if I do say I failed, I didn't achieve the goal. Okay. But it's not for me to take it as though something is wrong with me inherently.
Yes. Right. Right. Yeah. I mean, I look at that even with the show of I have to get in the habit of realizing that, like, however many people are listening, however many people are viewing, it's doing something for someone. It doesn't have to be everyone. Doesn't have to be millions of people all at once the very first time.
Right.
You know, I have such a history of, you just got one try and you got to get it right. And it's got to be the best, the very first time. And it doesn't.
Nope.
It literally doesn't.
Nope. We give ourselves too much pressure.
Yes.
You know, and again, I understand how that happened, because we've been so programmed to do a thing, to be a thing. And so I'm going to say, in our objectives for this year, I'm going to say, let's start shedding things that don't serve us.
Yeah.
Let that be our intention too. You know, these things have been pressed upon us to think a certain way. If it's not working for you, we can think a different way. It's okay.
Yeah. I'm also setting an intention of realizing when enough is enough. And understanding that having it all looks different for everyone.
Right.
And having it all might be too damn much. It might be too much. Honestly, it might be too much to have it all, to have millions and millions of dollars and millions of followers. That might be too much. That might be too much pressure. That would change. I feel like sometimes that would change how this show works.
Right.
You know, we are so unscripted and so just very chill and flowing.
Right.
I'm not saying I don't want this to be great. I'm saying I want to continue to get better.
Exactly.
I don't want to be the best. I want to continue to get better.
Better. I love that. I'm so glad you said that. Yeah. Because if you're the best, then there gets no better than that.
There's nothing, right? You did the thing and now you just stop. And I don't want to stop.
Right.
I don't want to get to a point where it's like, there's nothing else. You've done all the things.
Right.
I want to just always be looking for better, feeling better, you know?
Yeah, I agree. And having millions and millions of followers doesn't mean we're great either.
Right.
And it doesn't mean that if we don't have that many followers that we're not great.
Exactly.
You know? So it's really recognizing, like you said, setting an intention to continue to flow in our space and also continue to define what's there for us. Like you said, having millions and millions of dollars and followers and all of that. What does that even mean?
Because it's like, all right, you got all those things. What are you doing with it?
Right.
How are you making the next person better? How are you continuing to be better? Mm-hmm. So it's.
Ugh. Yeah. I'm glad
it's the same with the garden. It's the same with the garden. I cannot imagine if I would have went year after year after year and everything just went right and there was never a freeze and there was never anything. And then 1 year I lose everything. Mm-hmm. How would I have responded then?
Yeah.
So I was like, I would rather everything out there freeze. I have to start over, take my little notes, figure out, you know, plan, plot, whatever.
Right.
Than to just everything be handed to me or everything's just easy or I don't want to do that.
Right. And guess what? As you were saying this, another thought came, you know, and that's why I love the flow of this thing, because thoughts are coming, thoughts are leaving, whatever. But it's like when we think about the fail or whatever, that could be an ebb.
Yeah.
And not necessarily a flow, because we're anticipating flow in our lives.
Right.
And we don't necessarily care for the ebb, but the ebb helps us to flow even more.
Yeah.
Because once that ebb comes, it sharpens something in us.
Yeah.
You know,
it's a push also. It's a push.
Exactly. It's a push to be better.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess I welcome the fails or the losses or the L's or whatever you want to call it so that we can learn to be better.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
All of this is trial and error anyway. There are people that have been before, that have done something before that you can follow, but if you don't see those things, you have to go through the trial and error. I was just talking to my mom about this because my mom's plants are also being affected. So she's lost a few things. Things haven't grown. And she's like, I don't know how to handle this. And I was like, this is it. This is exactly where it is. And I was like, you just saw my graveyard out back. And she's like, I don't know how I would have responded yet. And I'm like, you're going to get there. You're going to feel it. It's going to come. Yeah. And she's like, you know, okay. So shout out to my mom for even trying. Seriously,
yes,
because
mom.
Gardening,
bless you,
growing
honey.
Food is no joke.
No, it's not. And listen, I hadn't even graduated to that experience yet. And sometimes I'm like, I can do it. And other times I'm like, hell to the no. I'm going over to Sylvia's house. I'm going to give me some food. You know, I'm
staying
in my lane.
Anybody can do it.
Stay in my lane.
Anybody can do it. I believe it.
And I believe that too.
It's a want. It is a serious want. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to like jazz it up for anybody. It's a task.
Yeah. Well, a little bit of anxiety came my way when I thought about it. I was like, oh Lord, no. But I love the idea. And I did have a garden at one time when I lived in the country years and years ago. Can't believe it's been 20 years now.
Oh my word.
We were thinking to get out of the city in 1999 because we thought the cities were going to be overcome with foolishness and we needed to move to the country. And so we had gardens and things like that there, and it was beautiful.
Okay.
I still want to kind of live in a country. I just want to do it a different way, but I think things are crazy now.
Yes.
Kind of like they were 20 years ago.
Right.
But
in a cyclical situation.
Honey, right? So I'm thinking about doing a garden again, but I'm trying to figure out how I can fit that into my life.
Because you have to make space for it. Let me go ahead and tell you. The space and the time and the commitment have to be there. Because if not, you do this rush to get everything going and to get it started, and you start seeing the little seedlings come up and you get excited. And then those 2 days where you didn't feel like getting out of the bed to water, or that one day where you were like, did I prune the,
girl,
that's where shit goes bad. It is a serious daily commitment of like, you got to put your eyes on your stuff. You know, like, I love that my mom is like going out and talking to her plants and like, y'all good? What the fuck are y'all doing? Y'all all right? Like, I love that part. So
that's so beautiful. Yeah. I think I'm gonna let you hang in there with that for right now, because if I were to do that, Sylvia, I would stop counseling altogether. And I would just go out and tend to my garden because I can't do both. I mean, there's just not enough bandwidth. Right. So I'm just going to ask you for some food. Is that okay?
That's fine. The way I've been plotting today, like, honestly, I think I'm going to have enough to share with my bubble, my community. I will have enough to share because I'm going to do it right.
Yeah. Okay, cool. And then I'm going to share what I know and then we're just all going to eat.
Yes. So. The pizza is coming. The pizza is coming. So, yes.
Well,
and the
bread, Sylvia,
and all that.
Yes, all of the things. I just heard Oprah on one of her podcasts, but she was on Instagram and she was saying, I love bread.
And my sister sent me that as a gift. She sent me that.
Yeah, she's like,
because my husband,
bread.
For Christmas, I got him like all this bread stuff. So he got a Dutch oven and he got a different bread cookbook because he loves baking bread. I am not planning on not eating bread this year. That is not a resolution. That is not a goal. I'm going to eat bread, all kinds of bread, and I'm going to enjoy it.
And I'm
not
going to
feel guilty about it.
Listen, and I'm going to come over and get some bread too.
Yeah,
I'm just going to eat little bits of it. But one of the things I wanted to also say is the things that Sylvia and I have planned for this year. We want to have guests.
Yes.
And invite some people on to have conversations and find out what they're thinking and what's on their mind and how they can add to our conversation.
Yes.
Right? And to advance the conversation, I think is good to add more, thoughts into this space. Right.
Yes.
So
definitely
new
voices, new people, people that we met. We already have some people kind of lined up and I'm excited for those conversations on down the road and definitely want to jump more into relationships and parenting and just different things. People living in their purpose. Like I really want to talk to a variety of people who saw a need and filled it.
Right.
And how they went about doing it.
Exactly. Exactly. Because we have a vast audience here.
Yeah.
I mean, you all are from all walks of life and we value what life is for you. And we definitely want to hear from you, too.
Yes.
So we're going to say this every podcast. Please let us hear from you. Send us messages about some of the things you want to hear. Send us questions about things that could perplex you. It doesn't matter what it is. Any topic is not off the table. And so we just really want to hear from our viewers, our listeners, because we value who you are.
And we are everywhere. We are on Twitter. We are on Instagram. We are on Facebook. We are on TikTok, my favorite place. We are on YouTube, a host of different podcast platforms. You can email us at questions@whatsbeenbetter.com. If you know us, text us. If you know us personally and you're like, hey, okay, I'm ready. I'm looking at you, a few friends of mine. please come and be on the show. Please
be on the show or ask, give us comments or things that you would like to make the podcast even better. There's no shame here. We just jumped on here last year because Sylvia had a beef and she wanted to get clear and she
wanted
clear.
To do a lot.
Yeah. But and it's, I love that you did that because you freed up so many people. Right.
The fact it was very bold.
Right. Yeah.
I'm still a little bit shocked that I was like, okay, guys, I'm not doing well. I'm not doing well mentally. I'm not doing well financially. I'm just not doing well. How the fuck do I get past this? Mm-hmm. Like I'm shocked that I did it. And I'm shocked that you were like, okay, I'll go along with you. What?
Yeah. Well, you know, again, as I thought about this, it was very spiritual because I felt led to do this. I just didn't know I was going to be doing it with you. I didn't know how it was going to come about. And then you felt led too. And we just came together and it was so magical. It was so serendipitous. It was beautiful. I love how this came together. Mm-hmm. And that's the whole point, because I know that this purpose is for a lot of the people who listen, because y'all weren't anticipating listening to us. Y'all don't know us from Candle Paint. Like, no. You know, I mean, our friends, but y'all don't know us. And, right. And still you listened and your life has changed. It's better. It's different. And we didn't know we were going to hit you up and connect with you like this.
No.
But no. I'm so very thankful. I'm very thankful. And we are walking into our purpose. And that is our goal for everyone. And our hope for everyone, that if you have an inkling within your soul, honor that and move toward it, no matter how it goes. Just step into that.
And definitely, again, I'm going to come back to saying this. I think I'm going to say it every episode is be okay. Be okay mm-hmm. with wherever you are, and be okay with if you feel like you got to move, move. Mm-hmm. If you feel like you need to stay, stay. But whatever you're going to do, be okay with it. Be okay right. with you, because we spend so much time allowing everything, everyone, every situation, making us feel like we're not okay.
Right.
We're okay. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. And along with that, learning to trust your gut. So we'll speak a lot about being able to trust your gut, because like I said, Sylvia and I are very spiritual people. And for me, and I'll just speak for me in this space, I've come to understand that my gut is my higher power. So, or Holy Spirit, or whomever you all would say is your higher power, but that's your gut speaking to you. When mm-hmm. you say you have a gut, a hunch, you know, mm-hmm. like that is that, you know? And so we have to honor it, because if we don't, and guess what? We'll say, oh man, I should have done this, or I should have mm-hmm. done that. Well, you already know. And so what if you did it at the beginning instead of second guessing or coming back and saying, oh man, this happened and I should have listened. So I really, I'm going to be speaking a lot about trusting your gut. And just trusting your instinct, which is really the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a practice that has to happen every day for people like me, but I'm willing to do the work and I'm willing to keep practicing in mm-hmm. that, because my version of it isn't my necessary gut. It mm-hmm. is a little whisper. I talked about this before, of like the whispers mm-hmm. and then that little pebble that hits you in the forehead and the boulder to the back of the head. But it's all the same thing. It is all the mm-hmm. same thing of you listening to yourself and hearing yourself.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I think that's another thing. It's like you heard something, you go, oh, no, no. Mm-hmm. But did you listen to it is the overt act of like, okay, wait a minute. You know, that pause.
Exactly. Because the thing is, you want what's best for you.
Yeah.
And if you want what's best for you, you're listening to your inner self, and your inner self is not going to lead you wrong.
No.
So it's just learning to believe that you are important.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Sylvia, one of the things I started to say on Instagram whenever I do my videos, mm-hmm. I end with saying, you are important. You matter. And you have a choice.
Yeah.
And I think if we start this year off thinking that and from that vein, you'll find that things will shift in your life. Mm-hmm. If you believe that you matter, if you matter, then some of the things that you tolerated before, you're not going to tolerate this year.
Right.
You're going to be like, hell no. You know, if you believe that you're important, then what you think about is important. Your voice is important. Right. So if you've been in relationships where your voice has been dulled out or somebody else is speaking for you, you can start mm-hmm. to speak up. And the other thing is you having a choice. If you recognize that you do have a choice, some of the things that we tolerate, we will not.
Yeah.
Like Sylvia, you know, just you choosing, like in 2022, when you started to choose certain things, you notice different things happening in your life.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Hello? Absolutely.
Right.
we can rewind all the way back to the very beginning. Me choosing to stop writing and choosing to stop being in those circles and choosing to stop being in those situations, that changed my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
It was like I took back control of my life.
Right. And what a difference that made.
Yeah. Yeah. Because when you don't feel like you have control of your life, you're just kind of like, okay, we're just going to see what happens. And that's scary. And that's harmful. Because at that point, you're trying to like fit in, figure it out, not make somebody mad, not go over here, not step on a toe, whatever. But you're not living. You're not doing what serves you. You're not in your purpose.
Exactly.
It's kind of the same as like, I'm kind of on this trajectory of like, I'm not going to live other people's dreams for them.
Ooh.
Because I think there's a difference in like, I will help you do something, but I'm not going to do all the work for your dream. That's not my dream.
Right.
You're going to have to pick up and do something.
Yeah, because you over here trying to live your dream too. Like, how am I going to do this?
I cannot do both. I can't do both.
That's double-mindedness. And a double-minded man is going to be unstable. So no.
Yes. Yeah. I'm just not going to do that.
Right.
So I guess, you know, we'll wrap this up in a bow and try to come to a consensus here of like, this is what we want to do this year for this show. I think number one, keep letting everyone know that like better is completely possible. Keep reiterating how we vibrate higher.
Right.
Help me out.
Our intention.
Keep setting the intention and keep staying on brand of that intention. This is your intention. That's what we're doing the whole year.
The whole year. Yeah.
If you think about it, you kind of got to be like the Democrats right now. They're like, we're all going for Hakeem Jeffries. That's what we're doing. We're just staying on that. That's what we're going to keep doing. Go keep voting. Let everybody else argue. Let everybody else falter. Let everybody else try to live somebody else's dream, because that's clearly what's happening.
You got all
these people trying to live Kevin McCarthy's dream for him. Nah, that ain't it.
Right.
You just got to stay on that intention.
Right.
And then...
honor your principles.
Follow your principles.
Yep. And I will tell you, as you do this, seriously, if you stick to this, I guarantee you're going to lose some friends. And that's
going
to be okay. And this is what we're here for, because we're here to help you through that whole space. You will lose friends. You will gain friends, too. And you're going to be much better at the end of the year than you ever were before. Your life is going to be better. I'm already claiming it. The other thing we didn't talk about is manifesting. And
yes,
when you set an intention, you're already manifesting. So that just kind of goes without saying. But I guarantee you, some of these people that you've been rocking with, they're going to leave you. they just going to leave you for whatever reason. And that's not going to be your problem. And
no.
I'm going to say too, please let people handle their shit. Let us not be people pleasers and trying to placate the folk this year.
Hold on. Mm-hmm. Let me say it easier. Let me say it a little bit easier. Please be okay with letting people go.
Yeah.
Let them the hell go.
Yep.
They don't want to call you. That's fine.
That's okay.
They don't check on you. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
They don't support you. That's fine. But just know they don't have shit to do with you.
Right.
It is a serious lesson, but I'm here to tell y'all, like, I've literally walked in this and it was a struggle.
Right.
But it's possible. Like, it is completely in order for me to be better, I had to realize that I was not for everyone.
Right. Yeah, that is the absolute truth. And by the way, we're still over here keeping these four agreements, and we can add to them, but we definitely are being impeccable with our word this year, meaning what we say is, whatever we speak is what we desire to be so. We're keeping frivolous shit out of our mouths. We're not talking about people. We're not putting people down. We're not even looking at shit that doesn't serve us, because that gets into our psyche. So we're putting out things that are important, that matter to us. We're keeping our word. And if we can't keep our word, we tell people that we can't keep our word. We are being impeccable with our word. That's number one. We're not taking shit personally. We're not out here in these streets internalizing shit and being all in our feelings this year. That's not happening. We're not assumptions this year either. If somebody says something and we don't know exactly what they said, we're going to ask questions. We're not up here trying to imagine what the fuck they said. That's not our business. Unless
inquiring minds want to know.
Right. Let's be here, an inquirer. And if they tell us a lie, that's on them. That's not us. And then we're going to do our best. Like if all shit fails and we fuck up in all those areas, we gonna get back up and we gonna try again tomorrow. That's what we gonna do.
Amen. 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 That's it. That's it. All we can do is our best to do all the things that we say we were gonna do, how we were gonna do them. We hope and pray that you rock with us the whole year, every episode. You don't gotta do them on time, but just get them as they come. Whenever you have time. And please get in contact with us. We would love to hear from you, but we will be here and we're still going to be cussing and we're still going to have a good time. Mm-hmm. Some days I might cry. It's just going to happen, y'all.
I might cry too.
Don't mind. Shit.
Yeah. Don't mind cry. Us.
But
maybe you don't know.
But don't mind us. Don't mind us. Just get in where you fit in. Try to be better with us.
Right. And we love you guys and we appreciate you.
Yes. All right. Thanks for listening.
All right. Bye-bye. That's it for this week's show. I'm Lori Scott.
And I'm Sylvia Johnson. And you've been listening to What's Been Better.
A big thank you to Lagan Music, Inc. for providing our music. This show is edited and produced by us with a little help from our family and friends. We love you all.
We want to hear what's been better for you. To be a guest on the show, send us an email to questions@whatsbeenbetter.com. Or you can find us on Instagram and TikTok at What's Been Better Podcast.
Thanks for listening.